You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time now for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer. Matt, it's good to have you back.
Hi, Hal. Good to speak to you.
And we're starting with Wednesday's roundtable discussion, which took place in the Grimaldi Building in London, which was Breaking Down Barriers for Disabled People in the Workplace, which was chaired by Labour Party Chair and Shadow Secretary for Women and Equalities, Annalise Dodds. How did the event go?
It went really well, Hal, actually. We're really pleased. We had a couple of sort of main parts of it. So we had some time as the RNIB to welcome Annalise, show around our new office in London and use that as the backdrop to talk around, you know, issues around accessibility, you know, the physical environment. We took her into our low vision centre and she had some time with Dr. Louisa Gowers, our sort of eye health expert, and talked through some of the issues and some of the sort of machinery and processes. So she got engaged with that. And we had a good sort of half an hour to talk to her about sort of our perspectives on eye health and, you know, some of the ideas we have about how we want to improve, you know, eye health issues in the UK. You know, we've done a lot of work on the pathway. We talked about that and talked about some of the practical interventions that we would propose that a future Labour government would make around, you know, moving people through the pathway better, more efficiently, quicker, and doing things that were very practical, you know, often at low cost, you know, which clearly any government's going to be focused on, you know, to make a dent in what are big numbers. And we reminded Annalise that, 2 million people now just about officially impaired in the UK, that's going to rise to 4 million by 2050. So it's not a sort of issue that can be ignored by future governments. And if you're looking at a lot of the NHS stats at the moment, you know, about 10% of volume, whether you're looking at waiting lists, whether you're looking at outpatients appointments, you know, are eye health related. So it is a big part of the health service sort of, you know, construct at the moment. And clearly some of those issues in terms of waiting lists and trying to move outpatients through quicker, you know, are critical issues for any government coming in and one the Labour government can't afford to duck. And actually we've been doing a lot, you know, on our sort of physical campaigning, over 6-9 months, of which this is just the latest engagement, but it was interesting to see one of Annalise's colleagues, Karen Smith, talking at the Institute of Directors, I think it was on Tuesday this week, and talking, you know, to one of our ideas, which is basically to use, you know, opticians and that sort of primary care, primary level of care to be a much more thoughtful, usable level or layer, if you like, of sort of care to address eye health issues and stop things being passed through to secondary care often when it can be dealt with up front and sort of again to ease the pressure and get the numbers down and provide a better service. So it was interesting that the Labour Party are already picking up on some of our ideas, and it was good to be able to sort of push a lot of those points home and give Annalise practical examples. That was the first hour. Second hour, we were delighted to host a sort of round table discussion around, really around work with the Disability Charity Consortium plus some other organisations that joined us. Everyone coming to the meeting having some sort of lived experience, able to talk very personally, very powerfully actually to their own experiences. And we roamed across 4 questions over an hour, around, you know, barriers to employment. How do we break that down? How do we look at sort of pay differentials? You know, and how do we look at welfare and support for people into work? And there was a very powerful conversation, actually, with a lot of, you know, very good points made. And again, a lot for Annalise to take away, you know, to weave into sort of Labour Party thinking as we run into the election. And, you know, just great for the RNIB, you know, with our newish office in London to be able to host that and act as a sort of convener and the host for, you know, what was a really great afternoon.
And we're also thinking about the See Differently Awards. The nominations are still open and people can still make their voices heard.
Yes. I mean, I think, you know, the linking to what I just said, you know, the lived experience yesterday was incredibly powerful. You know, when we're talking politically and trying to get policy formed and things done at a national level. And I think the See Differently Awards, you know, it's a really great event. It's our chance as the RNIB again to host a sort of an award ceremony for the VI sector and able to recognise, you know, people of lived experience who have actually done a brilliant job in supporting visually impaired people, you know, through 7 categories of awards. We've talked about them before, but sort of volunteer of the year and team of the year and social media person of the year and all these sorts of things. You know, it's a great opportunity to recognize those people, you know, and use it as a platform again to sort of elevate stories and be able to engage, you know, partners from across a variety of sectors, whether that's politicians, corporate partners, you know, NHS, third sector, all of whom will be there and really showcase some brilliant contributions in the sort of VI sector. The reason why we're talking about it now, Hal, of course, is to get people to nominate. So we need to get your nominations through. The deadline, I think, closes in about 2 weeks' time. It's early February. And then we've got a sort of thorough judging process, with a really interesting group of people coming together to judge the nominations. And then we'll have the award winners ready for the event, a bit later in the spring. But again, just to encourage your listeners to come forward and give us nominations for the See Differently Awards.
And RNIB's social media channels have been stirring up trouble once again, this time taking on the US government.
Yes, we, you know, we don't worry who we take on. Serious point, the social media team have been brilliant for us in the last year. We've really deepened and broadened the reach of a variety of channels through some really interesting, compelling and some eye-catching and quite, dare I say it, risque, when you look at the Calvin Klein advert of a couple of weeks ago, material. But all in a good cause, all driving a purpose and all making, you know, increasingly larger numbers of people sit up and take notice about some very serious matters. So yes, this week we had the American Embassy in our sights, who had posted something slightly provocatively to a British audience about how you had a cup of tea, and they suggested you should add some salt to it, which clearly is not what we would do. And I think ever since the Boston Tea Party, we've probably fallen out with the Americans over a cup of tea. But the US Embassy didn't put alt text on their post. So we had a bit of fun with the American Embassy over that. And I think it allowed us to make a few quips about things like brewing our tea with liquid level indicators and things like that as well. So good sport, but all in a good cause and all actually seriously around making sure that people put their social media content out in an accessible format. And in this case, using alt text.
Fantastic. Well, of course, the helpline is still available for any questions you might have about RNIB services or information. You can call 0303 123 9999. Matt Stringer, Chief Executive of RNIB, thanks again for your time this week. Always great to catch up. And thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Howell, my pleasure. We can now both go and have a cup of tea, I think.